Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
This sucks, and it's horseshit. But I'm too polite to say anything, because I'm a class act.
So I just saw a post that actually really caught my attention, and essentially the rundown is that AI eventually will be so powerful that people will be able to make their own spouses or, like, soulmates and life partners, right? Which is honestly terrifying. Can you imagine how many people would, like, make it look like one of their exes or someone they loved a lot?
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
No, I don't think guys would. You know, a lot of guys have exes that ruined their life, destroyed their self-esteem, obliterated their credit, annihilated their self-worth. I think that's the last person they're going to make the AI, you know, bot look like. Now, women, on the other hand, they will make the bot look like the alpha Chad they got alpha widow. But I can see that a lot, definitely. That guy that she always stalking and checking up on, even though she got a boyfriend. Yeah.
Certain people that might not know that they like them all along. You know what I mean?
No. Okay. No.
And I also want to say this, man. When the bots come out for real and they can make an android woman that really looks like a real woman and she's completely submissive and sweet and nurturing and caring, she never gets her period, she never has a mood swing, it is over for you women officially. It is absolutely over for biological women. And then when science figure out how to make a baby without needing a woman, oh, it's over. Y'all really gonna be crying on the internet then.
Beware of men who don't ask you questions on dates. But another thing you should be aware of is a man who can't give you a compliment. Every human needs a different level of words of affirmation, compliments, whatever you want to call it.
Look, you women get enough unearned attention and you get plenty of unwarranted compliments on social media. Fellas, don't do it. If for some crazy reason in 2024 you're still taking women out on dates, she gotta earn a compliment. And you can't earn a compliment on a first date. You just can't do it. To me, a woman gotta show you something for 3 months before she even get her first compliment. Hell yeah. How about y'all compliment us? We never get compliments. How about that? Men need affirmation too. Men need encouragement too. Men want to have our egos rubbed sometimes too. Men want to get some words spoken to us to put a little pep in our step too.
You said something gay, so you gotta say no homo, or else you a homo.
As a woman, if you are a straight woman dating straight men, and you put a lot of effort into how you look, like, you know, maybe it's a Saturday night date in the early stages of dating, and you get looking really hot, looking really cute, you're feeling yourself. If he doesn't stop and acknowledge you and say, whoa, you look really beautiful tonight, or oh my gosh, that dress suits you so much.
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
And they would rather hear about how hot they look and how much of a hot piece of F meat they are than him compliment her on something that she said. You know, compliment her on her intelligence. Compliment her on her personality. Compliment her on her taste on music or something. They would rather be complimented on how hot they look as a piece of fuck meat.
And what's wrong with that?
She's not making a TikTok about how you should disqualify a guy if he doesn't compliment you on your integrity or honor. You know? Nothing like that. It's always some superficial, shallow bullshit with women. And it's fucking pathetic.
Or you're going to a fancy event together. If he doesn't compliment you on how you look, you need to clock that, okay? Don't shove it under the rug. Don't think, oh, I'm being vain. I need affirmation. Da, da, da. No.
At least you acknowledged it. Yes, you're being vain. They know that they're pieces of shit. It's not just the RP guys, you know, being big meanies. It's not just the RP guys being misogynist.
I mean, come on. I know you. You know you. And I know you know that I know you.
They know they're shallow, vain pieces of dog shit. They know.
If you look hot, if you've put effort in, he should compliment you.
That was some dumbass shit.
You got to give these women something to work towards, man. You can't give them everything, you know, the first time you see them. Give them compliments. Give them money. Give them this. Give them that. Make them work for it. Even make them work for the D. Nothing make you stand out more from the average guy than being like, oh, nah, you know, we just met each other. Let's wait a little bit. Nothing will pique her interest more if she was already into you. Make these bitches work for something. They've been given free since they were born. They've been getting their butt kissed since they were born. Be that guy that stands out to make her work for something, dog.
That's a great idea.
Hinge has gotten to the point for me where I just look at the collage. I look at the profile that I've made of myself and I'm like, wow, you are amazing. And then I leave the app.
If she's so great, and she's showing up to work 5 days a week around other people who know other people who know other people. She's getting stopping to get gas. She's going by grocery stores. She's doing TikTok. All right. How many men are, where are all these great men that recognize this woman for being so great? Like it ends up telling on itself every time. And she's so fucking great. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Ma'am, are you a ma'am? And leopard print, don't get me started on leopard print.
Ho for sure.
Yeah, I remember that girl. She was a hoe. For show.
Good women don't wear leopard print. I'm just going to keep it that simple. The fake lips and all the other work. I'm sure Botox. You're clearly 40 to 55 years old. Why are you still on dating apps if you're so fucking great? They never could dive into that. Y'all notice that?
Yep.
To the man that I met at the bar this weekend.
You're a whore.
Where when I walked out of the bar, I heard you talking to my friend and your friend about women's anatomy. And my friend was just sitting there listening. And everything that you were saying was completely wrong. And so I sat down. I indulged. I wanted to hear what you had to say. But then when you started talking about how women need to do more Kegels and that they do them wrong, I couldn't help myself. I said, well, that's not necessarily true. With the intent of maybe thinking that you would want to learn. You're talking about things that aren't true. So if you want to talk about women's anatomy, I'm happy to teach you something.
If anything, like, they're funny because they just don't get it. They just don't. But they think they want to believe that they're fucking, like, you know, intelligent on that deeper level, but they just aren't. All right.
I consider myself a teacher, a helper, someone who could possibly inspire people to be better.
Down with the patriarchy. That's the message.
Yeah, she's an effinist. Stay away from women like this. They always want to argue. They always want to get into a debate. A classy, decent woman would have heard that like, well, that's weird. And she would have continued on with her motherfucking night. Stay away from women who always got to prove men wrong. It's going to be hell being in a friendship with them, being in a relationship with them. You shouldn't want to know them. I'm just going to keep it simple like that.
You're a good man.
If you get to heaven, write this down. You get to heaven and you don't find me there. You have gone to hell. That's not heaven.
For the love of God, if the guy you like has even one of these red flags, please lose his number.
There's no excuse for her to be doing this.
We're cutting right to the chase. If you meet him and he asks for your...
You know, before I even let you continue, fellas, if a chick got a TikTok, lose her fucking number. If she's comfortable doing a video for the public in a fucking robe, lose her fucking number. If she feels the need to give dating advice to other dingbats online, lose her fucking number.
Look, I ain't shit. I ain't never gonna be shit.
And I'm sure there's many other things that will come up in this video that I can say is a good reason to lose her fucking number.
Snapchat? I quite literally have nothing to say about that except run. I personally love it. I spam my story every single day, but a grown man should not be trying to get to know you over Snapchat.
Why not?
Even if he's not directly bringing up his ex-girlfriend, but even just referencing his past relationship way too much, absolutely goodbye.
She's dated a lot of guys. That's how she has been able to, you know, come up with this list, this extensive list. The only guys who ask for a Snapchat off top are guys who are very experienced with women and are probably tall and handsome. It doesn't matter if you tell women to stop going after Long Stick Rick and Long Rod Todd. They're going to keep doing it. Those are the only guys they're interested in. Top 5 to top 10% men. And those men have the most incentive to be toxic and do all the things you're telling women to dismiss guys for.
I wouldn't trade all of my awareness for a clean slate. Because knowing me, I'll just do the same exact thing again and again.
Yeah. And the only reason you don't do the same exact thing again and again and again is because you're going to just get older. That's why you can't keep doing the same. See, you're not special. It's the same thing as every woman, especially if she's young and pretty and skinny.
What's the alternative? Date a bottom 80%er? They're not going to fucking do it.
Never speak to me again. If you are confused, red flag. A guy who truly, truly likes you will never leave you confused and you will know that he likes you.
I'm this or I'm that. When the f*** can I just be enough?
Like, for all the people out there who think I'm just being a big meanie or I'm generalizing too much, just use your common sense. What level of guy would act confused about if you want to be in a relationship with an attractive young woman? You really think the average Joe walking around would say, oh, I don't know if I want to, you know, date a young hot woman? Seriously, I'm not saying she's a supermodel, but she's above average attractiveness and she's young. How many guys do you know in your life who scoff at, you know, an attractive 22-year-old and be like, I don't know if I want to fuck with this? Seriously. They're only talking about elite men. TikToks by attractive women are only made about elite men.
Hard pill to swallow because sometimes you fall in love with the idea and it's like the what if, what could be. Still left unsure how he feels about you. If he follows more girls than you do, that one just never ends well, in my personal experience. For guys following their girlfriends, whatever, okay? But we're talking if he is following girls on Instagram that do not follow him back. If your man is a fan, please, 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 please. If all of his ex-girlfriends were crazy, I promise you he's crazy and abort mission.
How many times did you have to practice this whole spiel before you got it right? Or how long did it take you to write out this script? Why don't you have a life?
Don't get me wrong, girls can be absolutely crazy. Like, I know that, but if all of them were crazy, huge red flag because the common denominator is probably him. If he's too busy to even text or call you, as human beings, we make time for the things that we prioritize and want to make time for. If he can't even simply check in on you.
If you do the opposite of all these bad things, they're going to find you boring and lame. She knows that the reason these guys can do that is because they got all the bitches on they slung. And that's another thing women love. Women love getting with a man that other women want.
Did you tell the folks that, you bitch?
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags.